Village sees biggest ever turnout for winter wassail. Villagers joined the biggest ever annual wassail to scare away Jack Frost and wake up the orchards after midwinter. The traditional event took place in Brightwell-cum-Sotwell near Wallingford on Saturday, the closest weekend to Twelfth Night, in a stunning display which rounded off the village's Christmas and New Year's celebrations. It included a mummers' play, singing and Morris dancing, fireworks, a parade round the orchards, and loud shotguns being fired into the chilly sky to wake the trees up and frighten away old Jack Frost, so that he doesn't ruin the fruit trees with freezes when they blossom in May and June. The historic tradition was revived more than 20 years ago in Brightwell to bring the community together, and Saturday's event was the biggest one we've ever had, according to the organisers, with more than 700 people attending. Jason Debney, who has organised the Brightwell Wassail every year for more than a decade, said, "Not only does it provide a wonderful celebration for the community, it also keeps our traditions alive and reminds us that we're a village. As Oxfordshire gets busier and busier, anything that keeps our rural and village traditions alive is important. Plus, it gives us a great finish to the community events over Christmas and New Year. Flags handed out to recognise the ancient parishes which make up Brightwell-cum-Sotwell, which encourages a bit of old parish rivalry. Two sides of Morris dancers attended the wassail this year. The long-time attendees, Armour Legend Border Morris and the newly formed Wallingford Morris, who Mr. Debney said were absolutely fabulous as the newcomers. Morris dancer Aidan Hassel added, "The Brightwell Wassail was the busiest ever. A crowd of around 400 people followed the Morris dancers and leaders of the wassail. Wassails traditionally take place in the cider-producing villages in the south of England to wake up the trees, drive evil spirits away, and toast to the good health of the harvest." This piece is accompanied by several gorgeously coloured photographs of rather scary face-painted and hats of Morris dancers and their sticks that they dance with.